Stick it in your face. It comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face. It comes from the place you're living.
Good morning. And welcome to Food Talk. Food Talk is a production of North Coast Food Web, where we work to cultivate healthy communities and a vibrant economy through food and agriculture. And I am Marianne. I'm in the studio with Pat. You recognize her voice, and I bet you know Linda Perkins, also Pat Milliman, Linda Perkins, Marianne Myers. That's us. And we are excited to invite you to join us in celebrating Spring Pledge Drive this morning on Coast Community Radio. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
It's great to be here with you guys this morning. I'm excited about Pledge Drive and, of course, chatting a little bit about food, as
yes,
we're known to do.
We are known to do. And I want to tell you, heads up out there, we have some fabulous and rare thank you gifts for Food Talk only. So when you hear us talk about a thank you gift on this show, you have until 10 o'clock to call and claim it for your own. And that's the disclaimer. Don't hang around or it won't be there. I do want to tell everybody, first of all, that we have a winner for yesterday's daily drawing. We have a daily drawing every day during Pledge Drive. And yesterday's drawing was for an overnight stay at the fabulous China Beach. And that came with breakfast at the historic Shelburne Inn. So we want to say congratulations to Paul from Astoria, who says that he loves this station.
Thank you, Paul. Congrats. He won.
So that's great. And a big thank you to Diane in Seaside for calling in already with her pledge of support. And I want to let everybody know that everyone who calls today during any show is entered in the drawing for tomorrow, and that drawing is for a one-night stay at the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa in Astoria. If you are not familiar with that, the Cannery Pier Hotel was built on the site of the former Union Fish Cannery. It sticks 600 feet out into the Columbia River, and there is not a room in the building that doesn't have an unparalleled view of a real working river, as well as views out to Cape Disappointment Lighthouse and Washington across the water. So it is, I would say, Linda, a really pretty cool place to see water birds.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is the time of year. There's just so much that's going by. I've been seeing a lot of whales at the mouth of the river, too. It's turning out to be a pretty spectacular spring. And we all know coming up soon is Easter. And if you aren't ready for Easter, a way for you to be ready is to donate to KMUN, because we have a carload of frozen pies.
Tell us about the pies.
Okay, so they are raw and they are frozen. So what you can do is bake them up for Easter or any time. They'll keep a year. And then you can pretend that they're yours. Woohoo! So we have apple pies and we have blackberry pies. And we would like for you to give a donation of $50 for a pie. But if you give us $200, we're going to give you 6 pies and you are going to go home fat.
Ooh. Fat and happy and pulling fresh baked pies out of the oven.
And these are not Sara Lee pies. These are Linda Perkins pies. Are these blackberry pies the ones you braved the field of bulls to get the berries
for? I nearly died picking those berries. And so I hope you appreciate it.
So these are really special pies. A lot of love and near-death experience went into them.
If you want to claim a pie for your very own, in thank you for your $50 individual membership or above, you give us a call right now, 503-325-0010 or 800-518-0010, and talk to Carolyn or Susan out there who are happy to help you, and we'll snag one of those pies for you. And I know, I think we have like 7 apple pies and a couple blackberry pies, mm-hmm. so do not delay. And if you want 6 pies, $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. pie for breakfast. I'm all over it. And you know, I would be like picking up that pie and put. I would be preheating the oven before I came here. I'm not going to save it for later. That's crazy. That's crazy talk, Linda.
And pick up the ice cream while you're out. A little scoop of ice cream on some warm out of the oven pie.
Oh my gosh.
And if you don't like pie, I will bake you anything you want. So just call the ladies up that are manning the phone and say, you know, if I gave this amount of money, do you think that Linda would make me a dozen sticky buns? And chances are the answer is yes. So if there's something you have a hankering for and we can bake it for you, you just call up, but you have to do it before 10 o'clock because I'm not going to do this all day.
503-325-0010, toll free 800-518-0010. You can also just cruise by the station and make your pledge here at 1445 Exchange. See the building, let us say thank you in person, and pick up your pie. And fabulous pie is not all we have available.
Oh,
Pat,
no.
What have you got for us?
So from Pat's Pantry, if your spice cabinet needs a little spiffing up, spring is a great time to think about getting rid of some of those dusty old spices that have been in your cupboard for who knows how long. So for a pledge of $100 to the station, you'll get a $25 gift certificate to Pat's Pantry, which will buy you several new spices.
Wow, I guess so.
Perk up your cabinet, or maybe a good time to try some things you've not tried before. We have quite the selection there.
So $25 to spend at Pat's Pantry, which A shopping spree at Pat's Pantry right up my alley. $100 is a family membership, your entire family for a whole year, and you get to go on a $25 shopping spree in the best smelling store in town.
Yes.
So 503.
And the aromatherapy is free.
Oh, wow.
Well, and then if you smell her spices, they're so different than the ones that you get in the grocery store. It's just especially things like baking spices like cloves and cinnamons and nutmeg. I mean, I just want to stick my head in the jars.
And apparently
fresh
we're
spices.
Welcome to do that. 503-325-0010 is the number to call, or toll free 800-518-0010. I would also like to remind you that you can go to coastradio.org, click on the donate button, and set up a sustaining membership whereby you can say, I'm going to give Coast Community Radio $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever it is that you choose. And with this one couple minutes on the website, you set that up and then you never have to think of it again. So I highly recommend that system. It is a way in which we can all donate to this station to a degree that might not be in our pockets right this minute, but it is something that we do want to give over the course of a year. So lots of ways to become a member, renew your membership, or make an additional donation. This is our penultimate day of the spring drive. It is over tomorrow afternoon when In the Mood with the fabulous Wayne Downing is over. We're done. So we're feeling on Food Talk this morning a little bit of pressure to make sure we do our part. I have one last Food Talk only thank you gift to offer you. I am baking pineapple upside down cakes at the Food Web Kitchen today to take over to the co-op for sale, but I'm going to make you one right after this program and deliver it possibly warm, depends on your timing, later this afternoon. So give us a call at 503-325-0010, toll-free 800-518-0010. That pineapple upside down cake can be yours for thank you at the $50 individual level. Give us a call right now. Do you think we ought to, you know, like, take a leap and talk about food?
Let's do that.
It is kind of have been.
Yeah, we kind of have
been.
Yeah,
we're never too far from talking about food, that's for sure.
So, Linda, you had an interesting idea about what we might talk about on the show. Do you remember saying to me?
Yes. Well, the pies had me thinking about it, about how, you know, I want you just to take the frozen pies home and bake them and pretend they're yours. Because there have been times in my life when I have presented something I had not made as something that I had made. And one in particular, and there's been times that I've been caught and horribly caught, and one time involved pies. So I have this Auntie Rose O'Donovan. Oh, she is an amazing person. And sometimes she likes to go out to breakfast. So I have this friend, Eric, who lives in northern Minnesota, and he bought, do you remember that show, Little House on the Prairie? Well, he bought Little Trailer on the Swamp, and he bought it in the dead of winter, and he did not know that that was a swamp until it thawed in May. It was not actually land, rabbit ears, land. That was a swamp. Anyway, he was having a housewarming, and I have friends who have an orchard. They'd brought all these fabulous apples, and I said, oh, I will make apple pies for your housewarming. It was a Sunday afternoon. I will make apple pies. And I'll bring them, and oh, these apples are so good. They're such variety. They will be delicious. Well, I wanted to make them Sunday morning because I wanted them to be really crispy and fresh. And so my Auntie Rose O'Donovan has this sixth sense, this ability to tell when I have had my most debaucherous Saturday nights, and she calls crack of dawn, and she says, hello, niece, would you like to go to breakfast with me? And if I say no, I won't get to hear my favorite sentence that any human being ever utters, which is, well, I'll ask her, I'll say, yes, where do you want to go? And she says, well, you know, I like a wide variety of food. And that is code for I want to go to Old Country Buffet.
Because there is a wide variety of food there.
And it's the only place she ever wants to go. So anyway, so if I say no, I don't get to hear that sentence. So I'm thinking I'm conflicted because I got to make all these pies. There's no possible way because I know Auntie Rose O'Donovan wants to go for breakfast because it is cheaper than lunch. And if she sits her butt down in a booth for 4 hours, she's going to get more meat at lunch for cheaper and we're going to be there forever. So there's no way I'm going to get the pies made. But then my brain being how it is, ding, 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 it remembers that, and this is in Minneapolis, that there's this wonderful place called Keys and they make these beautiful pies and they make them in real pie tins. You have to put a $5 deposit down for every pie tin, but it looks like you made them. So I say, yes, Auntie Rose, I'll meet you there. I fly myself over to Keys. I get 4 apple pies and I put them in the back of the car. I go meet my Auntie Rose O'Donovan. We wait until her friend, Goddess Naomi Lovejoy, who has actually legally changed her name. Every time I see her, she shows me her checkbook with that name because she shows up at 11:30 after she is done with her church, which she actually has for tax purposes. Anyway, so she shows up and we have our breakfast paid for lunch thing. And then I go to Eric's house in the early afternoon for the housewarming. I bring the pies and we cut into them and they are strawberry rhubarb. Oh, that Keys lady gave me the wrong pies. And so my brain, I just stared and blinkly and I said, well, I brought the wrong pies. I don't even own up to it then. How sad is that? But yeah, my brain can think a lie up that fast on the fly.
Oh, that's so funny.
She just grabbed the wrong pie.
Just the other day, Tom and I were having, actually it was baked beans is what it was, we were having for dinner that had been picked up at a particular deli, and they're really good. And I told Tom, I said, this would be one of those things that I would put in a bowl and heat up and take it to a party and say, yes, I made those baked beans. But my first experience with people passing something off that's not homemade was when I was, I think I was 12 or 13. It was my first job. I lived in a really, really tiny little town in northern Michigan. There was one stoplight in the town. Like, I don't know. 4 churches and 5 bars and that kind of a little good old Michigan town. And there was this snowmobile resort out east of town. I'm motioning like you can all follow where this place is.
That away.
And they hired me to come in. It was like probably on weekends. And I cleaned rooms. I made beds. I helped serve in the little dining room area. And it was, you know, this very casual, small place. And the people from the kitchen would sit in the dining room and eat, which I always thought was kind of interesting. But we're sitting in there and it was like chicken and dumplings or so, you know, really like, oh, that's such good homemade, you know, really wonderful comfort food. And when you've been out snowmobiling all day long. And so people are sitting there and they're eating it and they're like, oh, this is so good. And it's just delicious. And could we get the recipe? And the woman who's cooking the stuff in the kitchen is like, oh, no, they're old family recipes, can't share. So I'm in the kitchen later helping clean up. And I see the boxes and the big tins. It's like, you know, I don't remember the name of it. Mrs. So-and-so's, you know, homemade chicken and dumplings in this big tin. And I'm like, oh, because I grew up with a mother who cooked everything from scratch. And my mom was the one who, when you went to the school bake sales and somebody brought in, you know, packaged cookies or a store-bought cake or something, she was just like, well, that's just terrible, you know. So I'm like horrified that this woman has this packaged chicken and dumplings or, you know, beef and noodles, whatever it was, that she's passing off as her own homemade stuff in this restaurant. And I thought, that's just really terrible. Well, you know, little did I know that that happens a lot in restaurants. But that was my first experience with that lovely passing something off as yours.
If you would like to confess about an episode in your life where you pretended to cook something you didn't cook, give us a call right now. Pledge your support. Share your story. Claim a Linda Perkins apple or blackberry pie, a fresh baked pineapple upside down cake, or $25 to spend at Pat's Pantry Spice Shop. Those all can be your special thank you gifts, good for only 15 more minutes. 503-325-0010, toll free 800-518-0010. You know, girls, I have to admit that the very last time I did that was yesterday, right here. Seriously, I was on the list for, you know, we all volunteer to help extra duty during Pledge Drive, answering the phones or whatever it is. And one of the things that you can volunteer for is to bring lunch for the volunteers. And so there are people who bring breakfast and lunch and dinner. And I was on the list for lunch yesterday, and life got out of control. And I went directly over to the co-op and bought some fabulous salad and some sandwiches. And I took them over to the food web building and put them on a pretty tray and wrapped them with saran wrap and brought them over here and put them on the table. And when somebody picked up a little, because I cut the sandwiches nicely, and said, the sandwich is fabulous, I just said, thank you. That's
good
all.
For you.
Just saying thank you is a really great skill to learn.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, and I, in my life, I had a different example than Pat's. You know, Pat's mother cooked everything, but mine didn't. And so mine kind of primed me for doing this. She has this saying that she taught me, and this is how it goes. I made the money to buy it myself. Because she did no cooking.
I was flashing through my mind when we were talking about things that we've taken somewhere and pretended that we had cooked it. It made me think about, ooh, what about those times where you've actually made something and taken it somewhere and wanted to pretend that you didn't make it? Actually, I had that happen once where something didn't turn out. And I just
and you had don't have time. There's nothing you can do.
There's no time to do anything else.
I
you
know
just
that
go
this
with
is
it. And
gelatinous.
You're embarrassed.
Yeah, gelatinous, but I hope you love it. And in your head, you're just screaming.
I know the bread didn't quite rise right. It still tastes good. Oh, so why we'd love to hear those phones ringing. I saw some lights flashing a minute ago.
We have one open line. It's got your name on it. And I'm just going to remind you yet again that Linda Perkins homemade pies that you bake and pull out of the oven and take all the credit for are available only until 10 o'clock. A $25 gift certificate at Pat's Pantry and more, this fabulous spice shop, only till 10 o'clock. And a hot out of the oven, a pineapple upside down cake, only until 10 o'clock. 503-325-0010 or toll free 800-518-0010. And, you know, girls, I want to remind folks who might be thinking about becoming a member for the first time that we have a special new member drawing going on. And at the end of the drive, which the drive is over tomorrow afternoon, and then Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to draw names. And there's a special new member drawing that is for a gigantic bag of Coast Community Radio swag, most of which is very rare and unavailable to others.
Nice.
So you will get a really nice blue canvas tote with the Sally LaCaff logo on the front, and it will be full of three collectible T-shirts, a Coast Community Radio cap, a KMUN cap, that I do believe is the last one in existence that isn't already on one of our heads. We've got the white and robin's egg blue coffee mug in there, and then we've got the entire automotive swag bag that is special to this particular drive, that's got the sun's windshield screen and tire pressure gauge and a car freshener that you plug into your air vent, and when you look at it, it says 91.9 on the cap. It's fresh linen scent, and a license plate frame that proudly proclaims all of our stations and frequencies. And all of that can be yours if you are the lucky person getting drawn out of the new member drawing on Wednesday morning. So give us a call right now. And I have people to thank.
Yay.
Norma in Astoria called, pledged her support, and picked a pie.
Yay, Norma.
And Diane, who we thanked, Diane in Seaside at the very top of the program, but she called back again so that she could pledge for a pie.
Oh,
so
that's great.
We
Thank
now
you.
Have two pies gone out of the 9 pies or something you brought. There's still pie left. There's still pie left.
Now, see, so. Diane, she like brokered a deal. She wanted 18 sticky buns, 4 loaves of bread, and 6 jars of blackberry jam. And so that was her original thing this morning. And you can do that. You can call up and say what you want. I'll bake anything you want and just leave a donation.
So there you
That's
go.
That's a heck of a deal.
That is a if the heck of a deal.
Pies didn't sound like right up your alley. There's other things that Linda's willing to bake for you. Yeah. Just let her know.
And if you are one of the 10 people in Clatsop County and probably Pacific and Columbia counties also who has not met Linda, perhaps you have availed yourself of her expertise at the annual Animal Shelter Foundation bake sale that happens just once a year here. It is huge. And it's one of the places that all of us have been able to have something fabulous that Linda has baked along with everybody else in the world, because you're really good at rallying us as troops to contribute to that. So pies or whatever you'd like. Pies, pineapple upside down cake, your choice of, a spice shopping spree. 503-325-0010 or toll free 800-518-0010. You know, I'd like to talk just a minute about the way that the future of food talk, because we're going to...
Ever evolving.
It's ever evolving. Oh, here's Susan. Susan, let me give you a little voice.
I'm not giving you any voice.
All right. She's refusing to speak to us. What have we got?
I have a thank you to Susan in Oysterville.
Oh.
Thank you, Susan.
And Chuck in Svensson. Thank you, Chuck. And it looks like apple pie is Woo-hoo! The order
that
of the day
That is the
there.
Deal. All right.
So
because everybody wants warm pie that they baked their very own
and
selves.
And it's such a great deal having it frozen. You can take it home. And if you don't want pie today, you can put it in the freezer and take it out and have it
whenever
Easter dinner or whatever is coming up in your life.
That's so great. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Diane. And thank you to all of you who are picking up the phone right now in recognition of the fact that the pie supply is dwindling. 503-325-0010. That's 503-325-0010. Toll free 800-518-0010. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about sort of a new approach we're going to take to food talk in recognition of the fact that we are all home cooks, and we know a whole lot of you on the other end of the radio during food talk are home cooks, and we want to start talking a little bit more about what we're cooking at home, ideas for things to cook at home, and what's in season and what should we be doing with it at home in our kitchens. And so to that end, we are going to start featuring recipes that we'll talk about on air, but they will be available on the website in advance of the show. So starting on the, this is the third Monday, right? So on the first Monday in April, we will start talking about let's cook at home and what are we cooking and what do we think sounds good and what worked great and what was a real tragedy and all of that stuff. So very excited about that. And because Pat and her partner Tom are opening a second store in Portland because they've lost their minds. Yeah.
We occasionally think they we're 20 years younger than what we really are.
They had so much free time.
I know. They had nothing but time to fritter.
That's right.
So because of that, we are going to hope that Pat will just drop in and talk with us on Food Talk whenever she is able to. But we don't want to require that because we have no way to do a phone patch from Portland. So Linda is going to be with us every week, and we will all, two or three of us, be talking about cooking and encouraging you to go to the northcoastfoodweb.org and absolutely ask any kind of questions, make requests about what you'd like to hear in terms of recipes and ingredients and that kind of thing, and we will address them. And we will have the recipes posted for you on the website so that you don't have to have pencil in hand when you tune in and think food with us for a half hour twice a month. So very, very grateful to all of you who have called, but I definitely want to encourage the rest of you to call. And also, I want to remind you that there is a grand prize drawing, a grand prize drawing that is everyone who pledged in this whole 6.5 days. We'll go into the hat, and Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, they're going to draw for the grand prize, which is a packet of 11 gift certificates to restaurants all over Pacific and Clatsop County.
Oh, so fun.
I know. So it includes Left Coast Siesta, Moe's, Newman's at 988, Osprey Cafe, Sea Star Gelato, Seaside Coffee House, U Street Pub and Eatery, 42nd Street Cafe and Bistro, Fort George Brewery and Public House, Bridgewater Bistro, and Rusty Cup. It's a $200 nice value, and it is going to be given to one lucky supporter of this radio station on Wednesday morning. So when you tune in Wednesday morning, we'll be telling you who won. And we'll awesome. You need not be present to win. We'll call you. So by all means, get your phone calls in right now, 503-325-0010. If you're a new member, you get entered in a couple of drawings, three, because we have a daily drawing, mm-hmm. a new member drawing, mm-hmm. and a grand prize drawing. We have pie, we have cake, and we have spices. And we only have 3 more minutes. So if any of the special Food Talk items are appealing to you, now is the time. Linda, what are those phone numbers?
503-325-0010, or if you live in Botswana, 800-518-0010.
I don't know if we can keep the pie frozen if we ship overseas.
Haven't you ever had dried pie?
I just have to say, I'm so excited we're going to be talking about cooking and recipes more on the show. It made me think about, I love to experiment with recipes, and most of them don't make it in what I call the keeper file. I'll try them and toss them, because recipes are just crazy ridiculous sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I've been playing around with this Indian eggplant tomato dish, which is just spectacular. And the first one I did was this really complicated recipe, and it was like, yeah, it was okay. So then I tried another recipe, much simpler, way better. So I love the idea that we can share those kinds of things with people. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated to have really delicious food at home. And it doesn't have to take tons of time. So.